This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Breezy.
Nice.
What state does that take you guys to? Because I'm feeling a legit North Dakota vibe.
I was going to say Montana.
Yeah. Really?
And no shit.
I thought you guys were going to say Hawaii.
Oh.
There's a little pluckiness that was Hawaiian, but yeah. I pictured like
the
hay
instrument.
And a blue sky.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Idaho.
Yeah. Idaho.
Idaho.
So we're all sort of in the general vicinity of one another.
Definitely right. In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right? Mountain whimsy.
Yeah. Let me just say who this was, who made it. It's Gabby Soul. Gabby, GABBYSOL.com. Website made with Squarespace. So you can listen to more of Gabby Soul's songs if you go to GabbySoul.com.
Nice.
And we're here with more podcasters from the HeadGum Network, Claire and Danielle.
Hello.
Hi.
You guys are the hosts of Couple of Questions.
Correct.
Jake and I, it's a very in-depth, very interesting, well, how would you describe your podcast? You basically get couples that have been in a relationship for at least 2 years, and you fucking ask the hard-hitting, in-depth.
Yeah.
You get in
interesting
there.
Interesting questions.
Yeah. You split. You get in deep, and then you start unraveling. Jake and I began openly weeping during our episode.
Right.
It's
right.
True.
You were asking.
Well, you
us,
showed up crying.
Yeah. Well, I was having a shit day just because I'm scared of fog, and it was foggy.
You're a scared.
Yeah, I was a scared. But,
oh, here's a real story from your podcast day.
Okay.
Claire wasn't there, right?
True.
And there was a swarm of bees that attacked the entire porch.
Yes, and we heard it coming.
We
it
was
saw
very
it coming
terrifying.
Too. It was like, are those? We thought it was a weird swarm of like flies, and we're like, are they bees? And they kept on. It got to the point they were like 4 feet away, and that was the first time we realized. It is bees.
Yeah.
Everyone get inside now.
That it was like a plague.
It happened so fast. There were so many bees.
Everyone
thousands
get inside. It's more like Amir and I were inside like, no thank you. And you and Joanna were like, let's take pictures.
Yeah.
I was like, I just want to make sure they're bees. And
Jake smeared honey on his neck and ran outside.
And then I think Joanna is the one that she got in touch with me after and like said it was like something where the bees move nests or something, like the queen migrates to a new location and it happens like twice a year.
Whoa.
And we were there for it.
How did she know that?
She Googled it.
you love calling her out.
I'm curious because like when I see a swarm of bees, I think, I don't know if that's happened to me.
Right.
But I would just think like, oh, they're just like, they're flying around.
Yeah, like birds do.
I kept on saying the cat must have like like pawed their nest or something. I was like,
yeah.
Oh. But she would not blame the cat. She was like, no, no.
They're also spelling letters. Did you guys notice that? At one point I looked up and it was a giant FU. Like they were taunting us. They're, yeah. They're human.
Come
like,
at me. We got
slaves
stingers.
Of sorts. Yeah. they were taunting and teasing us.
I remember
yeah.
that.
If bees wanted to, they can kill us all. Fortunately, they
couldn't.
They're not.
Fortunately, they're
not
dying they out because can only we have once. Destroyed
Thank
their
God.
Natural habitat.
Thank God.
But what if all of the bees in that swarm stung you at one time?
You would
I
die.
Would be dead.
You yes.
would
die. They so they could do that one
all.
By one.
They could kill a couple people.
And then what? What are you going to do to kill the bees?
The bees die after they sting you.
Is that true?
Yeah, they only have one.
Yeah.
But how many are there?
I don't think there's...
I think Claire made it very clear there are about seven left, right?
Oh, there's only seven but left.
That was the last swarm.
Oh, it's all in Claire's book, The Last Swarm. So you guys can pick it up on Amazon now.
That's why I couldn't be there that day.
With a capital B. No, I just kid. But your podcast is, it was one of the our favorite interviews because you weren't asking us questions necessarily about
is Amir really like that
yeah,
in real life?
Or like how we work together. You were just like, when was the last time or the first time you were like, you had a serious conversation with Jake?
Yeah,
and I was
your
just
last
like,
fight?
Whoa. Yeah, your last fight. Like, do you guys ever get angry?
About?
It was like the beginning of therapy. You were breaking us down so that you could build us back. And we haven't been the same since.
Oh, that's yeah. so nice.
So if you haven't...
It drove a wedge between us that is slowly but surely separating us.
If you haven't listened to a couple of questions, you can start with Jake and I's episode and then move on. You guys have like 5, 6, 7 episodes at this point?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Where you talk to different couples. What are the rules? They have to be together for 2 years at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have to like be inspired by their coupledom.
Wow. Yeah, we
it's
can't
not just
right.
any
they
old
can't,
couple.
Oh, yeah. You can't just be like, how is it working? We're in a loveless marriage and
yeah, exactly.
we leave each other alone. Huh.
Well then.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Nature Box. So this podcast is an advice show. People will email us who are in difficult places in their lives and they're seeking guidance. Sometimes it's just Jake and I. Sometimes we have our friends on the show. Are you guys ready, willing, and able to help us assist these listeners?
1,000%.
Yeah, bring on the worst.
Do you guys have advice-giving backgrounds?
Well, my entire career is advice-based.
That's really?
A good point.
Yeah.
You should have this show. Because only like 3% of our career is that.
So true.
Wait,
what
do you
your
mean?
Career before this?
Yeah.
Being on this podcast.
Yeah. Being on, what was this
we're launching you today.
Before 6 minutes and 24 seconds ago.
I have a couple of websites, everyoneisgay.com, where we give advice to LGBTQ young people, and then the Parents Project, where we give advice to parents of LGBTQ kids. And then I wrote a book called This Is a Book for Parents of Gay Kids, and it's advice for parents of gay kids.
That
what's
makes
the,
sense.
What's the
title
Q?
Wise.
What's the Q?
You said LGBTQ.
Q stands for queer.
Oh, and how is that different than gay?
A lot of people don't identify as gay. They just kind of identify somewhere in the umbrella or somewhere in the scheme. And I think it's a more comfortable word for people to identify with.
Oh.
It really depends. Like, any identity kind of depends on the person. So if someone's like, hey, I'm queer, you can just ask them what it means to them.
So you can be queer but not gay, or gay but not queer, or it's not that cut and dry.
You can be anything you want to be.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
We
don't
just,
pound
we're getting... all right. This question is short and sweet. These are real emails from real people. We're going to give him a fake name to preserve his anonymity. Danielle, why don't we start with you? Do you have a fake guy's name?
Chauncey.
That's pretty good.
Really quick. Good. Really quick with Chauncey.
Claire,
really
last name?
Banalgut.
What was it?
Banalgut. Listen, yeah. Dude.
Chauncey Banalgut?
Right.
That's beautiful.
I haven't seen my parents kiss each other in 5 years. Are they not chill with each other? That's it.
So how do now we just all say...
What do you think? Do
yes
you think,
or no?
Yeah.
Well, you can elaborate more, but yeah, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen your parents kiss in the last 5 years?
What kind of kiss?
Ooh, great question.
Chauncey.
French. Straight French.
I don't think I've ever seen my parents...
French. Are they not chill with each other?
Have sex in front of me.
Oh, that's a good question. Have you ever walked in?
No.
No?
Not that I know of. I don't think I've ever seen... I mean,
I saw
seen
Daddy
parents,
hurting
like,
Mommy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I've
I
seen,
sat in
I've
on
seen,
one
like,
session, actually. What have you seen?
You know, like, getting home from work, I'm home, kiss.
Oh, like yeah. A kiss on the cheek or
but
something.
But I've like never seen my parents...
Sexual.
...make out, Chauncey, if that's what you're asking me, if I've ever seen my parents do that.
Do you feel like his parents not Frenching? Like, do you think that makes them not chill with each other?
Well, Chauncey, I guess I'd ask you if you saw... If like 6 years ago, were you seeing your parents French
yeah.
each other?
Oh, yeah,
up until like, what question. Is the shift from? Yeah. Like, what are we going away from?
Mm-hmm. What's
I
the
think,
change?
You know, relationships ebb and flow. I think they
do you feel like 5 years is too much of an
age?
Ebb? Five
I don't know.
Ebb?
I mean, maybe like their relationship isn't as sexual, but maybe it's intimate in different ways.
Oh.
Maybe neither of them need that anymore. Maybe.
Yeah. I
you
can't,
know, I don't, I can't. I don't
how are we supposed to comprehend relationships that have lasted longer than we've been alive? That's I don't know. Like, point. My parents have been together in since 72. It's like a 42-year relationship.
Yeah.
I'm only 51. I don't quite understand it.
Yeah. I can't think of anything I want to understand. I would love to know and also hate to know at the same time if my parents have a good sex life.
I think...
Like, an interview with my mom where if I was allowed to press a button at the end and forget everything...
I'd like to Men in Black... Learn everything and then Men in Black myself.
I am so curious, but then I don't want to know.
I can't imagine... being it just it has like I've gotten well, Danielle, what do you think?
Yeah, so far you haven't said anything
except that he's 50 years old.
Yeah, I just imagine the flame, which starts burning very bright, gradually gets smaller and smaller, and then after 40 years it has to go away entirely.
I think it does a lot.
Yeah,
I think what we see on TV is that it's supposed to. It's
right.
Like everything we see with couples is like, once you've been a couple for a long time, it's going to be terrible and you're not going to like each other anymore. Well, this is correct.
I feel like the relationship at first is like, it's like evolutionary. Are y'all good at boning? All right, I'm attracted. We're good at boning. We can bone and we can have kids. Now it's like, all right, are y'all good at making a partnership where you create life and raise those children? Forget about the boning. That's sort of over with. How well can you turn this one-year-old into an 18-year-old? And then if you have time, you can bone, but that's really not necessary anymore. And thus, evolutionarily speaking, it seems like your sex drive diminishes as you get older because that's not a necessary part of procreation anymore. So whenever I see people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, I feel like all their love and all their energy when they were teenagers, which was about their orgasming, has now just transferred to, I love my grandkids.
Okay, here's why I disagree.
Really? Is that truly what you think?
I disagree, and here's why.
Okay.
One of my favorite old people couples, they're going to be so upset I called them this, but...
they're 35.
Yeah. So my friend Molly's parents, one thing that she says about them was like, I love their relationship, and one thing that I love is that my dad still touches my mom's butt.
Whoa.
Right?
I was going to say something really similar.
You do it then.
No, that's it. My dad grabs my mom's butt, and
yeah.
Every time I do, I'm like, gross, but also, fuck yeah.
Right?
That's good. That's nice. Yeah.
Well, your mom always sort of squeams and rolls her eyes when it happens. She hunches her shoulders and squeezes her clavicles. Not clavicles. Sorry, you were saying?
I did say it, yeah.
But isn't that the exception to the rule?
I don't know. I mean, I think it is the exception to the rule, but I think the rule sucks.
Mm. Yeah, you are good.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it,
you don't
guys.
Buy my theory.
I don't know. I don't see it so black and white, I guess, that each stage is like this thing.
Yeah.
I think...
You know, something about Amir is that he turns everything into a math problem.
Yeah. Okay.
He doesn't have actual
or a graph.
Okay.
So all
yeah,
I see
yeah.
is like... You can't, it's called diminishing marginal utility. You
right.
can't enjoy something the same the first time, second, third, mm-hmm. millionth time. You're waking up next to the same person for the 10,000th, 50,000th time. You cannot be
that
excited anymore.
But I think that it's not linear because I think you're not enjoying it in the same way. Like, for example, like, that law, I think, applies. Like, say ice cream. It's
I'll
take a bite of
ice
cream. Like,
yeah.
that's delicious. The
yeah.
next bite, it's like, it's still good.
Yeah,
like,
but less
10
so.
Bites later, it's not as good.
Right.
But I think, like, a relationship is much more complex and dynamic so that as you age... Like, for example, I was talking to my grandma on the phone last night.
That's awesome.
She just... Thanks. She just moved into, like, you know what? It's not like a nursing home. It's
assisted.
Like assisted
facilities.
Living place. Yeah,
yeah,
like 2 months ago. And this was the first time I talked to her. So I'm not that great. And she was like saying something, and then she mentioned like, oh, maybe I'll have a pup-up look at it. Oh, what? Like, she's not crazy. She hasn't like lost her mind or anything.
You haven't told us if your grandfather's dead or alive.
He dead.
Oh, okay. I was able to sort of ascertain that.
So there was like this moment where she was like, oh, what? Like, he's of course, he's not here anymore. I can't ask him.
Right.
And I mean, I only knew them as my grandparents, so I didn't see any like ass grabbing. Maybe that happens with like.
Definitely. Sure. I mean, you know, they boned at least a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Never saw them do it.
Similar to my grandparents.
But there's something I think so sweet about when you get to be that age, like just wanting to share that thing with someone, or knowing like that person was that in your life. Like they spent every single minute together, at least, you know, for the last probably 15 years of their lives. Like, isn't that better than sex?
Yeah. So maybe they are. I shouldn't say that you don't like the person anymore. You just have you have less of a sexual desire to like get off with that person.
Yeah. But do you think that that's because of the person, or do you think that's just what happens to any living thing as it ages because it doesn't need to be procreating anymore?
Yeah. I would say like old dogs don't hump legs.
Right.
Wow, that's actually really sort of smart.
That's
my book. Yours is Fear the Swarm, and mine is Old Dogs Don't Hump Legs.
Forthcoming.
It's you sitting on a porch somewhere,
petting an old dog, disappointed.
Grumpy frown.
Why not me? What do you think, man?
I think I'm of the school that like relationships change, and like either for good or bad, like you sort of have to be able to adapt as they're going. I think you can still be happy in a moment like, hey, we're older, we've built a family, and my parents are happy to check in on us and see if we're doing well. And maybe they're not, there's not like fire in the, who, I don't, maybe there is, maybe they're still going at it. I hope so. Go mama. But I guess I don't think that it gets worse as you get older. I think it gets different, and some people handle it better.
It gets different, and some people handle it better.
That's not the title of my book.
Dan Savage.
don't give it a title yet. So
I like it.
The specific question was, are they not chill with each other? I think my answer is that they're still chill with each other. It just isn't as physically romantic as it used to be, perhaps. Or maybe they're making out once you leave the room, like a bunch of horned up teenagers when their dad leaves or something.
Yeah, maybe the new thing for them is to do it behind your back, Chauncey.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that really gets them off. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably do it right outside
your
door
when
they're...
Fuck that kid.
Yeah, when they're
asleep.
As soon
as you go to sleep, they're on the hallway floor fucking...
Don't fucking wake him up.
Oh, man.
And Chauncey is just wide awake in bed wondering if his parents are chill or not. Oh, they're real chill, dude.
They're chiller than you'll ever be.
So fucking chill.
Did we all get to answer the question?
I think so.
More or less.
Tight.
Really, we need more information, but that was good enough for now.
Let's keep it in the familial question. We need a fake girl's name.
Frida. Clara.
Oh, shit. I was going to do first name, last name.
Yeah, but you were looking me directly in the eye.
Because I thought of it as
your last name is Frida.
Oh, that's good. Nice. Last name, Frida. First name.
Oh. Dania.
Dania.
Dania Frida.
Oh, my
Frida?
God.
Have you ever seen Claire Freeze like that?
Never in my life.
It's because I have this one go-to name, that Carla LaBabador, and I'm trying so hard to not just say it
Carla
every
LaBabador?
Time. Carla LaBabador. Yeah,
you got a stockpile of good names. Billy Bainu was in. Well, wait, we were talking about Billy Bainu before the podcast, right?
Yeah,
I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, don't tell anyone. I still use that screen name.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She's
yeah,
still all up in out. The AOL chat rooms, Town
Kids
Hall 22,
only, bitches.
Hey, with a Z.
Oh my God.
There's a Z and only too. All right. What was the name? Frida Dania?
Can I just say I didn't mean like I currently go on Kids Only?
No, of course.
When I was a kid using that name.
Obviously. We're editing this out. This is... We're going to play Kids Only Bitches 9 times in a row.
Guys, I'm in a dumb situation. I've been cursed with an ungrateful brother. As a college graduation gift for my brother, I told him that I wanted to take him to Iceland. It's a trip that we've been wanting to take together for years, and I figured that it would make a great graduation present. I even offered to pay for both our plane tickets and lodging if he could help me pay for an Airbnb and rental car. Sorry, she would pay for the plane tickets. He would help for the Airbnb. He initially said that he thought it was a good idea. He even seemed excited to go until the other day when he flat out said, I don't know if I'd be able to go. He is graduating in 2017 and he's already telling me that he won't be able to get off from work from a full-time job he has yet to receive. He hasn't even graduated yet and he says that he's too busy. Like, what the fuck kind of ungrateful person is this? I am very hurt by this and I want to discuss it with him. There is no way that I'm paying for 2 round-trip tickets to Iceland for someone who doesn't even want to go. How do I bring this conflict up civilly? And this girl's going to be at our live show in Philly.
Nice.
Okay, Danani, I got something to say.
Oh.
Was that it? Danai or Danani?
Dania, but her Dania. Her friends call her Danani.
Great. Danani. I have a couple things to say about this. I feel very passionate, and here's why. If he doesn't want to go, why on earth do you want to spend the money on him?
Because, yeah, all right. That's
if
a good question.
If he doesn't want to go, why do you want to go with him?
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't want to go, and he's being honest with you, that seems like a good brother and not a bad one.
Oh, so
well, he's not being honest. He's saying he's being
he's making up a rule. He's making up an excuse.
He's like, I can't go. I'm busy with work.
And he hasn't graduated yet. He graduates in 2 years.
True. But here's what I think though. Like, she's upset not because her brother's ungrateful. Like, she's upset because
they're slowly drifting apart.
Yeah, that's sad. I think that's what she's like going through.
And she's like manifesting the sadness as anger towards him. Do you guys have brothers?
Nope. Yeah.
How can that be? Aren't you guys sisters?
Well,
you know, it's in Jesus's blood. What is that called? Yeah. What do Christians say?
What's your book?
You know.
How are we all related or whatever?
I'm part Christian and I drink his blood.
Yeah.
Is that Christian?
Oh.
Or is that Dracula?
Oh, yeah.
Am I a Christian or a vampire? I never quite figured out the
two. We're all poisoned by the same man. So yeah, kind of.
Are you close with your brother?
I got two.
You got two? Oh, I have two brothers.
Oh, yeah?
Two older brothers?
One older, one younger.
Are
plus
they
I got a
in
sister.
Year?
Holy shit. Oh,
you
and
got
you
a
have
sister?
No sister.
Three of you?
There's three.
You're the middle? You're
I'm the
youngest.
I'm the baby. Yeah.
Interesting.
So you want to go
you
with
know it. About family dynamics, huh?
Yeah.
Would you imagine, what do you think Amir is? Or what would you have imagined he was before?
It's hard
you found
to go
out?
Back, but okay. I would maybe think oldest.
Really?
What do you think I am?
Out of how many? Do
yeah.
I?
Oh, do you think I have brothers or sisters, and what number am I? I'll feel really insulted if you say only child. I think.
I think you maybe have a sister.
That's true.
And that I think
this
I
is
think
a hard
your
one.
Sister
for...
is maybe like 6 years older than you.
Wow.
Interesting.
It's a hard one for Jake because he has like 5 brothers and sisters of varying ages. So
well,
you honestly couldn't get it
like
wrong.
A trap. This feels like a trap. Then.
Yeah, but you nailed sister.
Yeah,
I feel like that's like a good thing to know that I have.
Yeah, he's got 4 sisters, 1 older, 3 under, and then a younger brother below that. 3 of them are triplets. It's a whole spider
this
web.
Definitely was a trap.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you couldn't have gotten it wrong.
It was a mine
unless you said older brother.
Yeah, true. I wouldn't have guessed older brother.
That's good.
Which is the one thing
which
I
which is
am.
Why I didn't.
Well, anyway, if you wanted to plan a trip for your brother and he's like, yeah, maybe. Would you be offended? Would you be angry? Would you be hurt?
It's hard to put myself in that situation because I don't think I would do that.
You don't think you would ever plan a trip?
Not for a sibling, no. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't. But I can relate to the kind of drifting apart from a sibling thing.
Right. Do you bring
that
it up?
That feels real to me.
Do you
bring,
say something?
Bring up the drifting? I think, well, I mean, there are 4 of us, so there's different dynamics. And I feel like at times other people have felt a drifting.
Yeah.
Not to get into too much specifics to respect those
their
family
wishes.
Members.
Just name
but
names.
I
would like to
is...
know all their names. Who's drifted apart the most? Who's
okay.
still the closest?
DeLuli.
DeLuli.
Shambian.
That's really good. Actually, just to cut to the chase, who's your favorite sibling?
Yeah.
Probably...
Dululi?
Probably Dululi.
I knew that.
I've always been more of a Shambian man.
I mean, Shambian, like, he's kind of hot and cold.
Yeah. So your parents named you Dululi, Shambian, Claire.
Yeah. And Banuki.
Yeah. Banuki, yeah. I was going to guess that.
Much like the old last couple, their creativity ebbs and flows.
Just like that, yeah. I think that drifting apart from siblings is painful, and yep. It's part of getting older, and maybe some people don't do it. So, I feel like I've drifted a little, maybe. But you know, you become adults, you're not kids anymore. Who knows if it's still going
to
work?
To me, this is a perfect situation. You seem like a great older sister because you've expressed interest and you've even offered to buy the gift. So that you don't have to get him a gift anymore because it's like, I wanted to fly him to Iceland and he's saying no. So she's out of that responsibility. And then two, she can now go to Iceland with somebody who really wants to go, yeah. Probably somebody that's like closer to her than her brother. So it is a sad situation. I wouldn't bring it up, though. I wouldn't say like, hey, how come you don't want to go with me? Because then what's the best case scenario? Mm. You guilt him into going with you? That's not fun either.
Yeah, but you could talk to him about drifting a bar. You can be like, hey, we don't have to go to Iceland. I'm not trying to force you to spend 2 weeks with me, but do you want to go camping this weekend? You know? And then you have like 2 days to hang out. And then also it's like, yeah, you're becoming adults and people grow and change. And I think it's cool that he's becoming his own person, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you be offended if your sister... said that no thanks to a trip?
I guess I wouldn't be offended. I would be sad. I think it's like, I don't think it would, for me, it wouldn't manifest in anger. I wouldn't be like, you're an ingrate. Why don't you want to come? But I would probably be hurt. I think I would be pretty passive about it. What do you do?
No. You have a fucking ungrateful brother or sister.
God. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's been times when I like offered my brother things and he like didn't want them and I felt like a little hurt or something, but I was never like, you're a dick.
I've given a gift that was given back to me because it was like deemed inappropriate in one way or another. And then I'm not like offended. I'm like, all right, it's your thing. If you don't want it, you don't get it. And that's fine.
What gift?
It was
a bust of yourself.
What's that?
Just a bust of you.
Yeah. It was a bust of me.
It's a full size wax statue.
It's beautiful. That would make me mad.
I think when you offer to do someone a favor and they don't want it, you can't get mad at them. Mm-hmm. That's like such a weird thing to like, why are you mad at me? You gave this to me. Well, I could destroy it.
It's like, it's really it always, to me, I think, comes back to sadness. It's never madness.
Yeah.
Madness is just sadness. You forgot to cry.
Right. Can that be my book title? Yeah. I want it.
I forgot to cry, so now I'm upset at this person.
So now I think you're a dick.
If I just cried, I would be sad and not mad. And now I'm not glad because of that.
The real danger with that, though, too, is like when people are sad, I would be way warmer towards them. If I made someone sad, I'd be like, how do I make this right? But when I make somebody mad, I'm like, fuck off. I'm mad too.
Yeah. This girl seems like she wants to guilt her brother into going. That's not a good situation.
Well, it's tough when the gift is something you have to participate in for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks, yeah.
Like, I'm sure that her brother would appreciate, I don't know, like
two tickets
maybe
that he could bring whoever he wants.
Yeah, for sure that. But like, what about like a photo album of like him through the years or like their relationship through the years?
I like
but
the computer idea.
Yeah, computer. Come
That's
on.
That's like a very fucking practical gift.
And then just be like, you have to video chat with me twice. You know, I don't know.
No.
Well, I think like
what... I might have work. He's already playing Doom. He's jerking off already.
The computer only connects to her computer.
Yeah.
It's a one way only.
But I think... like she wants to give him a gift that is kind of about her, right? Like,
oh, interesting.
Maybe he doesn't want that gift, but she's mad that he doesn't want the gift that she wants him to want.
Is it like giving somebody a bowling ball and then being like, oh, well, if you don't want it, I'll have it. Like that's what happened in The Simpsons.
I think it's like giving someone not to undermine The Simpsons, but I feel like it's maybe like, I love bowling. Here's a bowling ball for you.
Yeah.
Now you're going to come bowling with me.
Right.
Another person's like, I'm not that into bowling. Right. Or I don't even have arms.
We forgot to mention this girl's brother does not have arms.
Yep. So how is he supposed to go glacier hiking, mountaineering?
Well, actually, mostly feet. Yeah. So not a huge excuse.
How's he supposed to get the Airbnb?
Right.
He can't type.
Yeah. How's he supposed to hand his passport over to a ticket agent?
He can't do it.
His whole thing is a slap in the face, which he can't do because he's armless.
But he's still a great person.
Yeah. Give him a break. So do we sympathize with the sister or the brother here?
We say, sister, ask your brother what he wants.
Sisters, ask your brothers right. what they want.
And I think, sister, tell your brother that you're afraid your relationship is going to change and you love him and you don't want to lose him.
That's beautiful.
That's sweet.
To adulthood.
Which is why I'll pay for your ticket to Iceland and we can go during your school. You won't have work. Yeah. You don't have to worry about that.
Oh, perfect. We'll go during spring break when you would really rather be home with your friends.
Yes.
That's the worst. All right, let's take a quick break to thank one more sponsor. But then we'll be back with more Claire and Danielle right after this.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah. You put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar. But for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast,
super simple. It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah. Kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz. And you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20, all one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
And we're back. Have you guys learned more about yourself interviewing other people on your podcast? Like, do you find yourself learning different things about you, or is it mostly the external, I'm just learning about these other people?
I would say yes. Well, not necessarily learning things about me, but well, we started because Claire and I were both in brand new relationships. Oh. And we were like obsessively asking questions to one of our fave couples. And then that person was like, you should do a podcast. And we were like, okay. And then we just like a couple of bouncing beans just like got every couple we could and asked them so many questions because we like wanted to be in really good relationships.
Oh, so you're like, you're asking like, how do I attain this thing?
For me, I felt like it was not understanding what a relationship was. And I was like, tell, like, you're all in them, you know what they are, tell me what they are. And for a while, in terms of your original question, I think I struggled with then thinking that my relationship had to be like all of these people's relationships.
Like, why aren't I in soulmate love with my other yet?
Yeah, and that if I wasn't like feeling the things that they described or things weren't like happening in that same way, I was like, oh my god. Well, then,
yeah.
I guess this isn't a relationship.
Right.
So like, it kind of gave me a lot of anxiety for a while.
It seems like there's two kinds of relationship beginnings. The one where you like slowly like get into a cold pool of water and then you're like getting into it. And then by the end, you're used to it. And then there's ones where you like dive right in and we're like, I was in love the first minute. Don't you feel that way? And then you're like, I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had some guests who were like, the first night they met, like
they just knew
that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And those stories are great and true and real and honest.
But then like, if I haven't experienced that, does that mean like after the first date, should I not go on a second date because I'm not feeling it? Or can I like grow into feeling that
Claire's
emotion?
Saying that she learned everybody's different, right?
Everybody's different. Yeah. 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 And I think it's like a disservice to your own process and experience if you're just comparing it to other people.
Right.
Yeah. Which is like something.
You've never been a person that would dive in and love something right away, right?
Right. Like I would never, I'm just not that kind of like emotional, like mm-hmm. unless it's like a really good sandwich, I can't imagine like having love at first bite, which is my cookbook.
Right. Yeah. There's another thing in there.
But I'm also guilty of like cutting things off too early because like, maybe because I'm getting older, I'm just like, you know, I've hung out with this person 3 times and it's like, what am I doing here? I'm not going to marry this person. Should I see her for a 4th, 5th, 6th time? Or should I just cut it off at this point?
I think that you know what you're supposed to do.
I do.
I think if you're like, I'm not feeling it, I want to cut it off. Like, I don't want to be dating you if that's how you feel.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's so like self-fulfilling thing.
Yeah, totally. So it's like kind of the same thing. And then like the other common thread that I've noticed is like every single couple, they are one another's best friend. They just are. And like, that's how I feel about Julia too. Like, she's my best friend in the world. And so it's like, even when we're having a huge fight that lasts for 3 days, it's like at the end of it, she's the one that I want to talk to about the fight.
Oh,
and
shit.
That's a thing. Like with every single couple, they're like, yeah, I mean, we're best friends. So we figure out how to work it out. And like, if she needs something, I'll do it. And even if it's like hard to figure out, like she's the person that I want to be with. So I don't know. I guess.
Well, what the fuck am I? This is my best friend. I'm not going to fuck
buddy.
It.
Oh,
that's why we interviewed you guys on the podcast.
Yeah,
it's really just about best friends.
Shit.
BFFs.
I guess I'll get married to Jake. Jesus.
Okay.
I mean, what choice do I have at this cool. point? If that's the common thread, I'm kind of fucked.
It seems like it's working, though.
Yeah,
that's true.
I love
actually.
You, dude.
I think you guys are a cute couple, so.
Right. If we were just down, I feel like that would just... We already live together and work together.
I mean, no, having sex is the one thing we haven't done yet. But
yeah.
I don't know.
But you do kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're,
no, we blow
still
each
chill.
Other.
We're still chill with each other.
We just haven't penetrated.
Yeah.
And it's, right.
And it's that wall that we can't break through.
Yeah.
Are Jake and I the only non-romantic relationship you guys have had on the show?
So far, but we're having... we're going to have more.
Like partners in different ways.
Mm-hmm. How long have you two known each other?
Not that long.
Not long. A couple
years.
Do
you pass your 2-year test?
Oh, yeah. I guess we do pass our 2-year test.
Do we?
We met right after I moved to LA, and I just passed my 2-year.
Wow.
That's
maybe
awesome.
We should interview ourselves.
That's a nice
That's
idea.
A great idea.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple of things I'd like to ask us.
Yeah.
A couple of. What other common threads do you see with like successful relationships?
They talk so much. They talk constantly.
Like, constant like texting communication?
No, I mean like with the emotions and feelings and how they
nothing
work
stays
through
bottled
shit.
Up.
Yeah, nothing stays bottled up. Nobody's like, oh, well, I had this thing that I was upset about for 6 years and I'm still upset about it and I'm getting it out on a couple of questions. Like everyone right. has, if they've gotten through things, it's because they've talked about it and they've had to figure it out.
Mm, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Good communication.
Mm-hmm. Another thread.
Yeah.
Some people have broken up and gotten back together.
Whoa.
Wow.
I don't know how much of a thread that is.
Yeah.
But I feel like I know a bunch of people.
You don't often
who have
hear
done that
because it's like, I think people sort of are ashamed when they've broken up and gotten back together. They like don't like to talk about that part.
Yeah.
Of when they, I don't know. There's something that's like not, it's not like a picture book story romance when you're like, we broke up for a while, then we got back together. No one's like, how romantic.
Right.
Everyone's like, are you sure it's still good?
Yeah.
Is everything
yeah.
all right?
Because yeah. they broke up for a reason.
Right.
And oftentimes your friends will be like, fuck that other person. You could do so much better. It's like, I'm back with them. And they're like, ah, he wasn't that bad.
But I think most of the times people broke up, it was because they like weren't ready to be together. Like Jesse and Zinzi broke up for a day, I think. Like they, and then they
and then
realized,
they were ready
like,
after that yeah. 24 hours.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, and no. the way they got through it was through talking so much.
Right.
Yeah,
I think it's maybe it like ties into another thread I see, which is people just being like thinking the other person is like cool and interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like actually having like a crush on them always.
Yes. It's
yeah.
Like
just
a
like thinking
crush.
Like, oh,
like you
want to cool.
hang out with that
you're,
person.
You're like yeah. a weird, unique person who is outside of me, who is another person.
Yeah.
I realize now as
and
you
they
say
like,
that
fucking get it. They like get it. You yeah. know what I mean? It's more than thinking you're cool. It's like you're cool and I have this view of the world and you understand that view. It's like a it's cool.
In the last 2 years I've only felt that towards dudes. Like, oh, mm-hmm. that guy's going to be my friend. Oh, that guy's a great guy. Yeah. Oh, I miss that guy. I haven't felt that with somebody that I was also physically attracted to.
Yeah.
What do you like look for in somebody? Like,
in a
do you
friend?
Ever, like do you ever see like similarities in the kinds of guys you want to be friends with and like feel
yeah.
like maybe girls have those qualities too?
Oh, interesting. So I'm thinking of like my most recent friends. So like
Billy, you like
yeah,
Billy.
Billy's awesome. He's like
he's
super
really good
nice.
At basketball.
Yeah, Billy he Bainu? Knows sports. Yeah, Billy Labine. Yeah. I think I like people that are not negative. So mm-hmm. like you see this guy like, oh, that's a good guy. Like I can't say, oh, that's a good guy about a lot of guys. But like Billy's a good guy. His name is Billy right off the bat. Good guy.
He's like
guy.
A friendly dog.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, he has no negative. He never like talks shit about people. He's just like constantly looking at the positive thing. He doesn't yeah. get upset.
I really do love Billy.
Yeah, Billy's the best. He's also very like sense of humor. We were able to joke around very easily. We have common interests, so like we talk about sports a lot, and that's a very easy conversation to have. But what
he's
am I going to?
Also in amazing shape, so there's sort of like an inspiration thing. Like
yeah,
you look at Billy and you're like, how do mm-hmm. I become more of a man like you are?
Right. Yeah,
you're
strong. He's a strong man with a good attitude.
Yeah.
You ever look for that in a lady?
I don't think so.
Strong man with a good attitude.
I think parts of that though. You should be looking for like somebody who inspires you and who you like look at and you're like, man, she's the fucking best. Like those
right.
are the things you should be looking for.
I think it would be easier if I was just sexually attracted to the dudes that I was becoming friends with.
Mm-hmm.
Is there
Billy
a pill I can take?
You, dude.
cool.
I know a lot of guys who have taken it.
Have taken the what?
Taken that pill.
That pill.
But like when they were like a lot younger.
Right.
People like when they were in the womb. God made them swallow it.
So you are born that way, but it's a pill you take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
in utero.
It's an interesting choice. You don't necessarily get to make.
A fetal decision.
All right. That's, okay.
That's
now I get it.
Really, God forces it down
horror
your throat.
Movie.
Yeah.
I think is what it is.
Yeah.
Another book.
A fetal decision.
I'm more interested in talking about you finding a mate, actually.
I'm really into this.
I've
now.
Never, we've never really talked about it on the podcast.
Right. I mean, I've hung out with ladies and they're all cool and friendly. Mm-hmm. But then for whatever reason, I don't have that like crush aspect yeah. where I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see this person again. I really want to see this person again. Ooh, I'm getting like butterflies in my stomach whenever I see their name pop up in my phone.
Have you ever gotten that with women, or has it only been
Yeah, Billy? I must have with my previous lady friends.
You did. Yeah. I remember a couple of years ago when there was like somebody you were about to start dating. You would like G-chat me. Like, do I text her this? Do I text her this?
Right.
Oh, God, I'm so nervous.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think that it's that. It just sticks around and changes a little bit. It's like I've been dating Julia for like a year and a half. So not that long, but way past the crush phase for sure. Right. At least for me.
My way past the point where you're nervous about what to text her.
Yeah, exactly.
But you still have like...
But I still, like, if I get a text from her, I'm like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely.
Jesus, after a year and a half.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Cool. Maybe, I mean, there has to be something about me where like I just become less excited about things over time.
No, I have dated like 11 other people and it's all the same. It's all like 1 month in, I'm like, okay, I'm not excited. And then 3 months in, I'm like, do we have to have sex?
Right. So like, it's just about finding the person that'll push that limit as far as it can go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. Because at a certain point, like there are just like other chemicals in your body that start working that aren't like raw sexual desire.
Yeah,
and it's like,
totally.
Bond and loyalty and friendship and all that stuff.
Right. It's what Chauncey's parents are maybe feeling.
Yeah.
And that's how we know that they are chill with each other.
Yeah, because Danielle gets excited from texts from Julia. Texts from Julia.
You know, it's another thing is I enjoy being single. So like I'm constantly weighing, does the relationship pros outweigh the pros of being single? So like if I rate my singleness at a 95 out of 100, like if a girl comes into my life and she's a 90, I'm like, oh, that's awesome. But you know what? Being single is actually better. So like if I was living...
See what I said about turning everything into a math problem?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But actual if I was leading
integers.
A lonely life, if I was leading a lonely life where I was living by myself, going home and like microwaving a TV dinner and then just like masturbating and falling asleep every night.
That sounds fucking perfect.
Yeah. Never mind. Okay. That sounded awesome. But
imagine if it was bad.
Yeah, but...
If I would hang out with ladies that weren't necessarily, were just as good as the ladies I'm hanging out with now, but they would seem better because I'm putting them up against what my single life is like.
But you don't know after, say, 3 dates and they're like chill, but you're like, I don't know if I'm going to marry them, which is a question I ask myself a lot or used to.
Right.
You're kind of denying yourself the process of getting to know who that person actually is.
Right.
Who they haven't just been on 3 dates or who you have been on 3 dates, like, and what your actual connection is to see if, like, yeah, maybe your single life is a 95, but maybe, like, after 3 months of dating them, your semi-coupled life is a 96.
God, that's a long commitment, 3 months to give
Let's
someone
say two.
That young.
But she turned into a math problem.
Yeah, turned into math.
And how many times a week am I seeing them?
I also think that you don't necessarily love being single. You just love your life right now. Like,
yes.
You love where your career is at.
Yeah.
You love hanging out with your best friends all the time. You love where you live.
Yep.
And the difference is... There totally can be a person who you love hanging out with your friends and that person.
Oh.
Like when the two of you are together, you like feel like you look hot together and she tells funny stories, but
Whoa.
When you tell stories together, they're even funnier.
Oh shit.
And then there are like things that are happening in your career and she's the first person you want to tell.
Oh damn.
You know
that
what I mean?
Nice.
So it's like
couple.
You still have your fucking great life.
It needs to be a movie star.
Yeah.
It needs to be a hot smoke show that I can
Claire Danes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boom.
Any Danes, really. If Claire is a sister.
Danes Judy Dench.
Or a Kirsten Dunst type.
Judy Dench.
Dame Judy Dench. Yeah, somebody that excites me. As, yeah, that I can be with my friends. That's a hard one because it's hard going into a friend group.
Yeah.
It is.
Here's a title for a book.
Okay,
great.
Catcher in the Rye is taken, so let me cut you off.
It. Yeah. What about the great... Gatsby.
No, that's close.
Okay.
I love it.
Different. Different isn't worse.
Different isn't worse.
It's a...
So just because my life...
It's an illustrated self-help book.
So just because my life is going to be different with somebody doesn't mean it's worse than...
Yeah, man.
It's just different.
Yeah, like you can still have this life with a person.
Right.
Sliding doors.
So you're...
Seen it.
Let me ask you guys this question. Do you guys think I should have given the... ladies in the last 2 years of my life a longer shot, or because I thought that I was sort of cutting them off, then that meant that I shouldn't have stayed with them? Does that make sense?
Okay, that was confusing, but I get what you're doing.
Like, so everybody at home knows Amir is lying face down on the floor right now.
Slowly unbuckling
he let every
pants.
Good thing in his life slip away.
Everything you've done was perfect up until now.
Because it led me here.
Because it led you here to this life that you love.
True.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I don't think one of my favorite quotes of any of our couple of questions we've had is from the episode with Liz Feldman and Rachel Cantu. And Rachel just said, it doesn't have to be that hard. And I feel like that's the really most nice. Important thing of all of it. It doesn't have to be that hard. You shouldn't be like going over and over in your head, like, did I do a bad thing that I cut off this relationship with this person I didn't really give a shit about? I didn't really care when she was talking and I wasn't really paying attention.
But isn't that my problem if I don't give a shit when somebody that I should care about is talking?
I think you can try a little harder, but you still can't fake that last,
yeah.
that last however many percent. That's your
yeah.
job
yeah,
to decide.
Totally. But like, I think you need to be more open, definitely.
Oh, definitely. Like when you said that couple's name, ZZ, which one?
Jesse and Zinzi.
Zinzi, for example. Yeah. I couldn't date someone named Zinzi because I can't imagine introducing somebody named Zinzi to my friends.
Yeah, but if you met someone named Zinzi and that person like blew your mind and right. made you laugh like no one else and was your favorite person to talk to.
I know, I feel like conflicted. I feel like, but that's how close-minded insane. I am.
Amir like, and Zinzi is perfect.
Yeah, from A to Z, that would be our book together.
Aww.
And yet still, something about having a unique name, I feel like I can't, like, hey, Zinzi, tweeting at her, texting her, hey, Zinzi.
Tweeting at her. Your fucking girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, how fucked up is that? I need to date a Rachel.
Because that's something that only exists in your mind at this point.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm a flawed mind. I have to be more open
minded.
Preaching to the choir.
Yeah, closed minded, definitely.
I mean, if you're looking back on the past 2 years and your first thought is like, but should I, was I supposed to marry any of those girls? Are those girls my wife?
Not marry, but should I have given them a longer shot?
Because you would only give them a longer shot if you were going to marry them, right?
But you're saying you don't even know that, the information, until you're 2 to 3 months in.
That's in my mind.
Right.
But I'm talking about like the transitive property of your own mind.
Right.
That's a movie. That's like
50 like, first dates.
Yeah. Or like whatever, like Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
Oh, that's a great movie.
If someone like really stuck with you.
Dane Cook, Good Luck Chuck.
Yeah, that movie owned.
Cook's so fucking did, funny.
I don't care what people say.
If there's like someone in your past that still haunts your heart.
Yeah.
I think you would know that.
Mm. There are, I guess there are ladies that I think about still more than others.
Then let's make that movie, baby.
What are their names?
Zinzi is one for sure.
Zinzi comes
never
going to
work.
Mind.
I'll tell you now, it's never going to work. Can't tweet at her. How are you going to ask her to marry you? You can't tweet at her.
We had a therapist, an expert therapist on the show a couple weeks ago, Emily Gordon, and I was asking him, like, should I go to therapy? She's like, everybody should go to therapy, whether you think you should or not. I've never gone to therapy. This sort of is getting me into it because
you guys really made your podcast bleed into our podcast.
Yeah, we really did. You should. I love therapy. I swear by it.
I know.
Man,
you should.
Julia didn't give a single shit about therapy until I was like, and today my therapist said, and then she was like, God, your therapist is good. And I was like, right. Yeah. And then she was like, I'm gonna go therapy, and now she loves it too.
Did she go to your therapist?
No, we don't go to the same therapist, but her therapist was a recommendation from my therapist.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine where I would be today without the help of therapy.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it'd be bad. maybe it would have turned out okay.
Almost as bad as my current state. Imagine that. Stiff arming ladies because of the name they have. That's not okay. That's not all right. Do you guys mind if we answer one last question? Just because I don't want to feel like I'm shortchanging our audience.
I understand.
This is another lady. Claire, first name.
Jasmina.
Jasmina.
I love it.
But you have to say it that slowly, otherwise you won't respond to it.
There's three A's, four Z's, an M. A lot of H's.
You could not date her.
Last name? Or just last initial. We want to keep this fake person anonymous, too.
T.
I love that.
Wait, I want to know
but
what
it stands for.
Trinkets.
Yep.
Jasmina Trinkets writes, I recently matched with this guy on Tinder that I wouldn't normally swipe right on the app or in real life. I live on an island where the pickin' is very slim, other than the occasional batch of tourists. But this guy had me when he mentioned Larry David in his bio. We matched back in July, and we have been talking every day nonstop. My dilemma is this. This guy is my soulmate. He is extremely kind, huge comedy, music, and film nerd, loves sports, and is extremely smart. I'm talking Amir, Pat Castles, and Thomas Middleditch all rolled into one. It makes me laugh like crazy.
I'm noticeably absent from the perfect man. That's fine.
The issue here is that he is 300 pounds. This guy's personality alone makes me want to jump his bones. But when I think about putting his dick in my mouth, the only thing I can think about is getting crushed by his thighs and his stomach resting on top of my head. I don't want to say that I'm repulsed, but god damn it, I think I'm pretty freaking close. I feel like such an asshole saying this, as I'm not the skinniest person ever, either. I've got ass and thighs for days, and my second smile, aka double chin, is so real. He is offering the world to me, and I'm hesitant to take it. I really, really like this guy, but how do I get over the physical part? This guy has made several playlists for me, and is on the search for this rare Fish/Harris Whittles t-shirt that I've been looking for months, so I know he's really into me. And again, I like him a lot too, but I don't know if I can lead him on anymore. If I can't imagine being physical with him. And god damn it, I like to fuck, so this is important for me. That is all. Sorry, this has been so long. Love, Jasmine.
Trinkets. Well.
Hmm.
Well, well, well.
Yeah.
What do we do with this one, guys?
Well, I want to agree that she does sound like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are nicer ways to say things.
But what can you do?
So,
what can you do if you're not physically attracted to someone?
We peel back the language. I think she was trying to ham it up.
Yeah.
It's physicality. It's important to be physically attracted to somebody.
But do you cut off your soulmate because he's 300 pounds?
Well,
is it your soulmate?
Yeah, that's part of being your soulmate. It's all those things, and you want to fuck him a lot.
Yeah, also, anyone can search for a fish t-shirt on eBay. I feel like that. Have they met? Like, I'm very confused.
I don't think they've met.
It doesn't seem like they've met. It seems like
they haven't met?
I don't think so.
I thought they met once. Am I imagining?
I don't know.
Let's say they've met once or zero times.
I'm really curious about what island she lives on.
Oh,
I feel like she lives on Catalina because this sounds very LA to me.
A tourist, but I feel like it's Kauai.
Yeah, oh, I thought it was Hawaii nice. Also.
Because if it's Catalina, she could. I feel like her Tinder radius is wide enough that she could come to the mainland.
Wouldn't
and
that
meet somebody.
Be great though? If it was Catalina, if it was all the tourists,
just couldn't get there quite.
Yeah,
maybe it's just Governor's Island, New York.
Yeah,
it's very remote.
It's like a 5-minute ferry ride.
Go there.
I was imagining Papua New Guinea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
This man is probably a traditional Samoan, a 300-pound warrior man. A fisherman, a spear fisherman by trade, and a fish t-shirt salesman by night.
Wow.
And he's just looking after her best interests. Unfortunately, his girth repulses her.
Doesn't it kind of feel like if she was just like, hey, if you lose 100 pounds, I'll blow you, he would.
Oh,
he's already searching for the... instead of spending time doing the fish research, like if he just did 50 crunches every single time he...
And she should send him, like, why don't you research this? And it's a picture of a treadmill. And then it's like...
Yeah, she's like, why don't you just change who you are? Yeah. Then maybe it could work.
Yeah, maybe if they enter into an emotionally abusive relationship, it'll be great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Although I will say that...
I don't think that high five was genuine.
It's half bad, but then also half urging him to be healthier. Because 300 pounds is too large.
I think if she emailed and she was like, oh, the way that he eats repulses me. Like, I'm grossed out because all he eats is pizza and fried chicken, and I love to eat vegetables and this thing. Then it's like a different...
It's more about lifestyle.
Yeah,
not
it's more
matching.
About lifestyle and not just the way that somebody looks. And it's more like, oh, how are our lives going to integrate together if I do this and he does a totally different thing?
Right.
Hmm.
I mean, you know? Honestly, like, I don't think that there's something so wrong about, like, I don't know, like, not being attracted to that person's body. If that's, like, what, I don't know. I mean, sure, like, it's the person that's inside that counts. But I think it's better to be honest than to proceed and, like, know that you're not going to come around to it. Am I wrong? Other than trying to change the person? Isn't there someone who will love that person how they are?
Yeah, but isn't how they are unhealthy? Like, don't you want to help
him? I mean,
him?
You don't know that, you know?
Isn't 300 pounds is, like, obese or morbidly obese,
But,
BMI-wise.
Like, he could be ill. I don't think he could have like an illness that makes him obese. Right. You know
whatever,
what I mean?
Whatever it might reason not be he has for being unhealthy. Overweight, yeah. I think that physical attraction is important enough that this she can't enter into a relationship with somebody she actively doesn't want to sleep with.
However, isn't it easier to find like she's found the hard part, which is like the soulmate personality. Isn't it easier to ask this guy to lose 75 pounds than to find a 225 pound man that will give her all the other stuff that she loves?
Interesting theory.
I'm saying she's 90% of the way there. What is she going to start with someone who's only 10% of the way there and ask him to be the other 90?
But ask him to be into sports?
That's not going to happen. That's just Billy.
I think that maybe like the person who is both of those things exists.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, yeah. There's
but
no
she's
like,
dangerously close to finding that guy.
But she still didn't. So like it's easier to tell somebody to change something physical about them, like their weight, than it is to tell somebody to get into the same sports and music that you're into. Mm-hmm. But it's still not necessarily good. It's still not like...
But
also, I feel like there's got to be more there. Because if she was like so fucking into him she couldn't stand it, it just like would not matter,
right?
It just wouldn't, you know. But there's got to be something else there that she's like, oh, nobody's fat, so I don't know what.
Yeah, maybe
I don't know.
It's what she like thinks that other people will think.
Yeah, I mean,
oh sorry, continue.
I was just gonna say, is there a world where she tries to kiss him and then just see how it goes?
So many
I like
worlds.
That. I think there is that world.
Parallel yeah. universe.
Just like a little kissy kissy.
Yeah. What did she say in that thing? Like she can't imagine putting his dick in her mouth.
Yeah, dick in her mouth.
I think
his stomach and
maybe
thighs.
Maybe you'll like it.
Here's, I think if he laid down flat on the bed, there wouldn't be a major risk of any of that.
Well, also, I'm going to blow everyone's mind for a second.
Holy shit.
If he listened to this podcast, he would be mortified and would never want to speak to her again.
Oh.
So maybe if you're talking about the person you're dating that way, you suck.
Interesting.
That's probably
Can you imagine
also...
listening to a podcast and hearings being like, whoa, I know I'm the only person on earth searching eBay for that dumbass fish shirt.
Who lives on an island.
And I also live on, he's just sitting at his desk. Could it be me? Somebody else. It's not.
Well, here's
it sounds heartbreaking.
Yeah, yeah.
What if like our advice is to say, okay, so maybe this guy isn't for you, so just stop hanging out with him. And if that's option A, and then option B is giving him some sort of ultimatum where if you lose weight, I'll hang out with you.
Is the lesser of two evils.
Right.
We understand this is already an awful situation.
Maybe he would go
it's
for
it. It's a bad
it.
Situation, but they exist.
It's giving him an
I
option.
I think there's the third option is what Jake said of try a little kiss.
Try a little kiss.
See what happens.
There you see him.
But it sounds like she wants.
That's beautiful.
It sounds like she wants you to tell her.
Yeah,
to
it
not
does.
Date this
That's
guy.
What I'm saying. It sounds like she's like, look at this awful thing I have to deal with. What should I do?
But my thighs are big too.
But I think she might be asking us for permission. I think she might be. She's like, this guy's totally gross, right? And it's nasty if I kiss him. And what if I'm like, no, actually, it's totally cool. And now she's like, oh, okay, good, because that's kind of what I was leaning towards anyway.
So maybe you don't ask him to lose weight before you enter the relationship. You enter it, and then in a more polite, loving way, you try to urge him towards living a healthier lifestyle. And what's so
you
wrong
keep
about
coming
that?
Back to this part about changing who he is.
But he's changing it for the better.
Yeah.
Is it mean to say that?
You have to educate. I don't know. We don't know. We genuinely
oh
don't.
My God.
Yeah, we don't
yeah,
know.
I mean, I think telling someone to change who they are for you is bad, yeah, regardless of how. I think if the two of them entered into a relationship and they both, like, the thing about weight especially is, like, it's so much more complicated. It's not just, like, I don't like those shirts you're wearing. It's, like, somebody's body and how they treat themselves and how they're eating and, like, what sicknesses they might have.
Right.
And so they enter into...
He's lived in his body for 25 years and you've known it for 2.5
weeks. Exactly. And if you enter into a relationship and both of you are, like, here's the thing, the way that I feel, regardless of how much you weigh, the way that I feel is bad. I feel, like, sad all the time. And when I get very sad, I eat even more. And that makes me uncomfortable. And I'm embarrassed. And the two of you both feel that way. And the two of you want to change that together. That's so much more different than, like, I don't like the way you look. Please stop eating.
Right.
You know? So it's just, like, very different.
I guess what's the advice here? Go for it. Leave them alone. or
I say try kissy kissy if you want it. And I feel like what you're saying is there's nothing wrong with like trying to help somebody have a healthier, happier lifestyle.
Yeah.
But there's something wrong with doing it for your own purposes.
Yes, absolutely.
And
it,
if you're motivated by like, I don't want to be embarrassed when we walk into a bar, then don't tell him to lose weight. But if you want to get into a relationship with him, fall in love with him, find out why he's unhealthy, and if he'd be happier, if he wants to change, then you help him do that.
It's like if he didn't feel comfortable in his body and he came to you and he was like, I don't feel comfortable in my body, do you have any tips? Then she could be like, oh yeah, here are all my tips. But right. Like to just say, we've been dating for a couple of weeks and you've searched for a shirt on eBay for me, but you have to lose 100 pounds before I put your dick in my mouth. Like that isn't cool. And I agree. I think she should try some kissy kissy.
Yeah, I'm down with kissy kissy.
Yeah.
Try the kissy kissy. See him once. Kissy. Maybe the kissy will be so good that you'll want to blow him.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
But make sure he's laying down on his back.
Yeah. Yep.
Fully supine.
Yeah. Absolutely. If not arched backwards on a medicine ball of sorts. A beach ball.
Oh man.
A yoga ball. What are those giant spheres called at the gym?
Oh, yeah. What are those
called? Oh, yoga ball, I think.
Yeah. Is it really a yoga ball?
Or are you just saying what I said accidentally?
It sounded right.
An exercise ball.
It sounded right. The last
blowjob ball.
Exercise ball.
A blowjob ball.
Yeah, the blowjob ball. Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about.
BJP, yeah.
They use them in yoga classes, but that's not what they were meant for.
Really deviant, perverted yoga classes. Claire and Danielle, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Guys, you.
How do people listen to your podcast? Couple of questions. Where can they find it?
Oh, it's part of this great thing called HeadGum.
Yeah,
that's part us.
Of the HeadGum Network.
Oh, that's you guys? Oh, okay.
So if you go to HeadGum.com, you can find it in the podcast page, or you mm-hmm. can Google search. It's Coupla with an A at the end. Questions. Yeah. And it shouldn't be too hard to find. Do you have anything else you want to plug while the mics are in your faces?
I guess a couple of questions. It's a podcast, so listen to it. That would be great.
Yeah,
we're on it. Yeah. Wait, is our episode up when this premieres? Are
yes, we we'll make sure of it.
Okay, great.
Sweet.
We should probably plug like one thing each.
Okay.
So we don't sound like losers.
You go.
I'll plug. I don't have anything.
You brought it back. You're like, no, we should plug.
You're like
the kid who asked for more homework.
I draw you stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could draw you stuff. Like I make people presents that they give to loved ones.
Do you have like
the
an
holidays
Etsy?
Are coming up. I do have an Etsy. It's Hair Creature. I got a Tumblr with my art on it. Claire Beecher Hair Creature.
That's
great. .tumblr.com.
I like Claire Beecher Hair Teacher.
Hair Creature.
Whatever.
Whatever. He likes it.
It's like Deuce Bigelow.
He was like, yeah, rhymes.
Cool. I worked on a movie, The Overnight, that's now available on iTunes, that came out over the summer. Check it out.
There we go.
That's really good. I have fashion videos on YouTube.
What the hell does that mean?
I'll make videos about fashion.
Like, really?
Guys yeah, fashion, girls fashion, whatever?
It's like androgynous fashion, kind of. Like, whoa. Hey, I'm a girl who wants to wear boy clothes, and it's very hard to find. Here are some tips.
So not. Thing. So would there be tips for me? I'm only thinking about myself always.
Yeah, that's fine. I want to dress more androgynous.
What jeans should I wear? cool. So check those out.
Wait, what was the website?
I mean, just if you go to heydanielle.com, then you just can find all of my stuff.
All right.
And that's Danielle with two N's.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Claire.
Thanks, Claire.
With four R's. If you have questions for our podcast, that email address is always ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We'll do our best to answer it, whether Claire and Danielle are back or not. We also start and end all of our episodes with original theme songs written by you all. The opening one was written by Gabby Smooth. Saul, and this one is written by John Pilat. Pilat? P-I-L-A-T. How'd you pronounce that?
Pilates.
Johnny Pilates. thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Hi, Mr. Hurwitz. Should I come on her tits? I should mention she's my old friend's wife. And Jesus, Mir, help my penis to steer away from the challenge and strife. It would help to appease and start seizing the cheese, or fend off advances from this shrew. would be hashtag dope, and I would just love to grow. At least if I were you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.